From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. This week's Democratic convention and the Republican get-together that starts on Monday are all about energizing each party's base. The big prize, though, is the folks in the middle, independent voters, likely to tip the balance. But who are they, and what are the issues that matter most to them? Let's turn now to political journalists from three swing states where those voters could make the difference. Joe Hallett is with the Columbus Dispatch in Ohio. From the St. Petersburg Times in Florida, we have Tim Nickens. And Joe Manis writes for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with the news of the week, the first black presidential nominee in American history and the first Republican woman to be chosen as a vice presidential nominee. Pretty big headlines. Joe Hallett, you were with the McCain campaign in Dayton yesterday when he introduced Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his vice presidential choice. Did you talk to any voters afterwards, any undecided voters, about their reaction?
I did. I was in the caravan from Dayton to Columbus, and at the stop in Columbus, he went to an Ohio State University clothing store. There were a number of voters there waiting for him. I talked to a number of them. They were all surprised by the pick, and they're all reserving judgment, I think, but they, I think, were ready to give the campaign a lot more attention than maybe they would if McCain had done what I consider a more safe pick, like Romney or Governor Pawlenty of Minnesota.
On to Missouri next. Joe Manis, any sign that Sarah Palin will swing independent voters in Missouri?
Well, maybe kind of too early to tell. I think it could be dicey because in Missouri, the independent voters often are the suburban voters, suburban St. Louis, suburban Kansas City. They tend to be, as a group, a bit more socially moderate. However, what it definitely has done is energize the Republican base in Missouri. But I think it's too early to tell how it's going to play with some of the suburban voters.
Let's go to Florida, the state with the largest number of electoral votes of the three of you, and talk to Tim Nickens. What are you hearing from your readers, Tim?
I agree with the other folks in Missouri and Ohio that what he's really doing here is shoring up his conservative base. So I believe that among conservative Republicans in Florida, she'll be very popular. Now, whether she has any pull with swing voters or independent voters, I doubt that she's going to move the needle very much here.
Hmm. Well, let me ask about independent voters. There's been a real surge in voter registration in Florida. We read that as of January, 22% of registered voters there have no party affiliation. Can you tell us a little bit more about them and what their concerns are?
Well, they are about 2 million of the 10.6 million or so registered voters in Florida. And their concerns are largely economic and more moderate. They're not interested that much in social issues, in abortion or gay marriage or those sorts of things that I think the governor from Alaska is going to be talking a lot about. They're much more interested in pocketbook issues. And then, of course, we also follow energy and drilling here very closely. And while opinion polls have shifted quite remarkably in favor of offshore drilling as the gas prices have risen, it's still very jarring in Florida to see McCain running a television ad with an oil derrick out in the Gulf back by a sunset and promoting drilling. You would think that would be an attack ad against an opponent, but it's actually him promoting drilling. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic as well.
Jackie, if I may jump in from Ohio, I have talked to a lot of social conservatives around our state, and their primary concern is the economy and jobs, and everything follows that. The unemployment rate here is 7.2%, and, you know, we've been decimated in our manufacturing sector. There's a real angst in the state about the economic future. And people don't trust anything anymore. They don't trust that their jobs are safe, that they'll have health insurance, that their pensions are safe. I think there's a real yearning for hope in this state, and the candidate who can supply that, I think, is going to win the state.
Joe Manis, would you say that the independent voter in Missouri is somehow different or has different concerns than in the other two states, Florida and Ohio?
Well, No, I think the independent voter in Missouri as a whole is very concerned about the economy. Our unemployment rate is the highest it's been in 10 years. So a lot of the good-paying mid-level manufacturing jobs, people either see them leaving or they're in danger of leaving. So that particularly is a key issue for all voters, but especially for the independent voters who aren't driven as much by some of the social concerns.
Joe Manis writes for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Tim Nickens is the editor for the editorial page at the St. Petersburg Times. And Joe Hallett is the chief political reporter for the Columbus Dispatch. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.